gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Producer, and I am here to welcome you to the all-extravagant, all-exciting Wonder Time Bumper Podcast number 250!
Alright, look at this! Thanks, Producer! This is me, Natty Bumper Car. This is the Bumper Podcast number 250! I have done 250 of these things with my friends, with my pals, and I honestly cannot believe it. It's so exciting. It's so crazy.
It's so loopy-loop.
Yeah.
It's so bananas. It's okay. So star in the sky.
Yeah.
It's so candy cane.
Okay.
It's so unicorn.
Good job.
It's so
unicorn. You have no idea what you're talking about, do you? You are lost, aren't you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, robot, because I'm in a great mood today, so I don't even mind that you jumped in and you started talking. Because, again, I'm blown away that I've been doing this for years now, and I do it every week. And it's one of my favorite things that I do, that I get to come on and talk to you guys and you, my bumper podcast-cateers or whatever, I forget what you're called, and you know, just share stories. We've had all kinds of crazy characters. There's been pirates, Rufus T. Rufus, Robot, obviously, there's Pig, Producer's new to the show today, Doodle Poodle, there's a princess, there's, my kids have been on, like, I get to go back at some point in my life and listen to my kids babble on the Bumper Podcast, and that brings joy to me, that brings a tear to my eye, you know, and when we hit 100 episodes, we went from 3 minutes up to 5 minutes, which was kind of, you know, almost double. I was just like, how can I possibly maintain 5 whole minutes of talking? That's so much to do. It seems like work at this point, and I do not like work.
Yeah, I'll vouch for Bumper Car on that.
Thanks,
one.
Big. Hey,
yeah,
Big.
Hey, bro.
How you doing?
Work is not something we really enjoy doing
around here.
So, you know, it's like, when people say, hey, you know, we want you to do some work, we're just like,
No, thank you.
We might try to take a nap. Try to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you want to bring me some food, maybe. I do like crackers. I like cheese.
Yeah.
I like apples when they're cut up.
Are you hungry?
And then to drink, you know, maybe some apple juice. I'm a big fan of apples.
I love apples.
Really. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, hey, Bumper Car.
Yeah, bud. What's up?
I just wanted to say congratulations on 250. You know, I don't know how many I've been around for. I think like 78 or something.
I'm not keeping track.
But,
I don't know.
For you, I know it's a big day.
Yeah.
So hots and hugs.
Thank you.
Looking at you. Looking at you. Looking at me. Looking at me. Looking at you.
Right.
Looking at everybody around.
Stop.
All right.
Thank
all right.
you, buddy.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
No, it's nice.
Well, fine.
Did
right,
you want to tell them about your new segment?
Well, that's later. You going to announce it?
Yeah, I can
okay,
do it now.
Tell the people what
okay,
to tell people.
So, what I was saying earlier, at 100, we moved from 3 minutes to 5 minutes. At 200, I forget what we did. We did something. I don't know what it was. Now I'm forgetting. But at 250, it's such a cool milestone that what we're doing is we have a whole new segment. And the Bumper Podcast is going to, it's going to be like a half an hour long-ish, roughly. Because we have an interview, and every week, Pig, and it's all Pig.
Yeah, it's all me.
Yes, you.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Is going to try to wrangle up and interview somebody, and it's super cool. It's super exciting.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Did you want to introduce the person or no?
No, it comes in
okay,
a second.
So we'll do that later.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll
Me, Doodle,
the
I just want to say how excited I am for the whole... headquarters
Doodle.
Coffee Can Alley
yeah.
for the Bumper Podcast.
It's pretty exciting.
I'm not very good with numbers,
bro,
but I know
matter.
It's a big number.
It's okay. It's a huge number.
I made you a doodle.
Oh,
I made you a drawing.
That's amazing.
Of the Bumper Podcast, and I hope that you like it.
I love it.
Okay.
It's so
okay.
cool. I appreciate it so much. Well, you got it. You're going to go. Okay. Well, everybody... I think that it's time for us to make the transition And so we're going to go into our pre-recorded segment. This is an interview. Evidently, I'm not allowed to say who it's with, but that's totally cool. And then after the interview, I'll come back and we'll, you know, we'll say goodbye. But, you know, cross our fingers that this is going to work out. This is new technology, and I don't want it to be a train wreck. I want it to be phenomenon awesome. Phenomenon awesome. Phenomenon awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is Pig Interviews. Woo! Woo-hoo!
So, hey, everybody, it's me, Pig. I'll always just say Pig, and I'm here in the new segment of the Bumper Podcast where I do interviews. And my first interview is this dude who I know, this guy, and it's like, bro, how you doing? I called him, and I was like, hey, can I interview you? And, you know, he was just like, no. And I was like, cool. So then my second dude wouldn't even answer the phone. The third one I sent a letter to. The fourth and fifth, I didn't even know it, but they moved out of the country, evidently. The sixth guy, though, this dude right here, he answered his phone, which means, you know, I talked to him, which is great fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to introduce my friend, great guy, Mr. Adam Lucidi. Hey, Adam, are you there?
I am here, Pig.
Oh, yes,
thanks for having me and being the six-string guest.
Oh, you weren't supposed to hear that. I thought... Oh,
yeah, that was still going. Yeah, I heard all that.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to... Bumper guy, you're supposed to edit all that out and post. Mute me. I don't know. Producer... You're fired. I'm just like, man, I'm like, hey, you know, Donald Trump, you guys, you do politics, right? You love politics?
Me or you? I don't.
You. No.
No.
I'm all about it. You know, I'm going to vote for whoever does the pork barrel politics. You see what I do there? pork barrel politics. I really only brought that up just so I could say that line.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't, when you asked me to do this, I was not expecting to discuss politics about feeling the burn or Donald Trump or anything like that.
I just wanted to say pork barrel. I don't know. You know, I go for the cheap shots.
I know. You go for them cheap pops.
Yeah. I hit the turnbuckle. You know, I know you like to wrestle, right?
Well, I mean, I don't. I like to watch it, but I don't like to do it.
Well, being a pig, we like to wrestle in mud. Do you have a mud wrestle?
I've done that a few times.
Jello? Do you ever do jello shots?
I've done jello shots. Yes, I have.
And then you mud wrestle?
No, that's irresponsible to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to do jello shots and then mud wrestle. That's just, come on, that's irresponsible.
So who are you anyway? I don't understand. I mean, like, how does Bumper Guy know you?
We've done a lot of shows together. You know, I've met you through shows and everything, Pig.
I mean, I hang out, but I just wanted the people to know. Here's the thing, too. This is my first real interview.
Okay.
And so you're my first interviewee. I'm the interviewee. Yeah. And so if I ask you a question, you can't say you know, because that just throws me off.
Oh, so it just okay. Well, then I know Bumper Car from doing comedy shows all around the area.
Wait, does he do clubs and colleges all around the area?
Colleges all across the tri-state area, all across the country. Very funny guy. You guys are gonna love him.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next comic coming to the stage is my absolute best friend in the whole wide world. You're gonna love him to pieces. Please get up for my friend, Mr. Andrew Lachingdi. Andrew, where's he at? Why didn't he come to stage? I don't understand.
Sometimes one person actually did that, and they put a P in my name once.
Where could a P go in your name?
I don't know. They were just like, next comic coming to stage, Adam P. It wasn't even, they didn't even try. They're just like, Adam P.
I was hosting at Broadway was a while ago, and between me lighting the guy, walking to the side of the stage, looking at the dude's name who I'd never seen before. All right, so then like the 4 seconds that it takes for me to go from the side of the stage to the microphone to say, hey, give it up for last guy. Last guy was great, right? All right, bring him to the stage, your next comic, ladies and gentlemen. Blank. No idea who it was.
Total. Was it a late show or was it?
Yeah, it was like the 11 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, you're usually, you know, all tuckered in bed by then.
I'm a sleepy bear at that point, is what happens. I mean, I don't want the bookers to hear this because I don't want them to be like, well, we can't put Bumper Car on the 11 o'clock because you can. I'm awake.
Pig, what time do you – I know Bumper Car stays up a little bit later, but, Pig, what time do you go to sleep?
Oh, how the tables have turned. Now I'm being interviewed. Well, basically, I sleep all day, to be honest. You can throw a dot at a clock, and I'm probably asleep at that time. Yeah, I sleep a lot. I'm basically narcoleptic, I guess, is the term.
Yeah. Well, how often are you throwing darts at clocks? That's not really.
I got worried about that because then I realized the dart's going to bounce off the glass of the clock, or it might crack the glass, and then you got glass everywhere. What I want people to do is not throw darts at things that aren't dart boards.
You can. Well, I mean, you can do Nerf guns. If you want to do the Nerf guns with the suction cups, you can shoot at clocks then.
We are a gun-free headquarters here. Bumper Car refuses to let me have. I just say, Bumper Car, let me get a knife gun to protect myself, you know? And he's just like, no, you'll shoot your piggy eye out. He said that to me.
You should have a Nerf gun or a water gun or something.
Anything, right? I walk around with nunchucks.
Marshmallow gun?
Oh, no. Listen, you know, swimsuit season's coming up. I can't have marshmallows in the house because I'm just not going to stop. Right? Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, you got to make sure you fit into your three-piece.
What's your current favorite food?
My always favorite food is going to be Pizza Wagon Pizza, always.
Pizza Wagon Pizza, they got tater tot pizza there?
They don't have tater tots there, but it's I can't even describe how heavenly good the pizza is at Pizza Wagon Pizza. And wait, if they're listening right now, Pizza Wagon Pizza, I love you.
Wow, I feel like we got our first sponsor here.
There you go.
That's not that pizza I had at your house, is it?
No, that's Tony Bologna's. Tony Bologna's is in Jersey. Pizza Wagon Pizza is in my hometown in Pennsylvania.
I like how you feel like the need. You have to say the full name every like. Hey, well, this is in Adam Lacerda.
Are you about to say you know?
This is me, Adam Lacerda, talking about a Pizza Wagon of Pizza.
Pizza Wagon Pizza.
A dog, a dog, a dog.
For $17.99.
Here's a phone number. Here's the address. Here's the URL for the Yelp.
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's back in like the backwoods, and like it's literally in a trailer. Like it's a
what?
It's in a trailer, and the pizza that comes out of this trailer, it shouldn't be as good as it is for coming. Like you would drive past this place and you'd go, there's no way anything good comes out of that place. But then you get it and it's heavenly.
Wait, I'm confused. Are you a woodsy boy? Are you born in the woods?
I wasn't born in the woods. I was born like in the outskirts of the woods. So like what would like right around the outskirts of the woods be? Not a forest.
The dell, the green, I don't know. The brook, I don't know words.
Bayou, no.
Bayou?
I don't know.
Wait, I was born by you. See what I did there? Hey, where'd you go to college? Bayou. Oh, sounds good.
Bayou, it's right by you.
Oh, we should probably move to Louisiana. Here's our big plan. $1 million idea. Open up a school. We're going to call it Bayou. And then that's our T-shirt.
But then we have to make sure it's by everybody. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be in a central place of the town. So then it's by you that's actually by you.
So I understand the legal repercussions of that. So what we're going to do is our mascot is going to be a sheep, a ewe, if you will. And so it's going to be B-Y-E-W-E, by you, and it's, I mean, it does not, it's, you're near the sheep. I don't care where you are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that too harsh?
No, but I mean, I was going to throw an emu in just for, you know, just because, why, you know, the bayou emus.
No, I don't see now, you know, I feel like a brainstorming idea.
You've just decided that you're the dean of bayou already.
Well, I feel like, you know, you kind of came up with this weird pizza wheel thing, wagon wheel. I forgot the name. How did I forget the name? You said it to me 10 times.
Yeah, Pizza Wagon Pizza.
That's what it was. Okay. All right. So you're from near the woods. I like that. I know you like to wear hats. Why is that? Are you afraid your head is going to fly off or something?
Yeah. You know, I have a big gaping wound on the top of my head. It's not pleasant.
Just said yeah, it was amazing.
It's true. Big gaping wound on the top of my head. It's very, you know.
Very gaping?
What's that?
Very gaping?
Very gaping. Small kids cry at it a lot. It's just better for everybody if I just cover it up at all times. I wear it in the shower. I wear it to bed. You know, I, you know.
The same hat?
Merch. What's that?
The same hat?
No, I have a couple different hats, but then I have, you know, some hats that are like fancy hats.
Oh, you're a fancy man, I see.
I have some silly hats. I got, you know, some normal hats. I got all kinds of hats.
You got like a court jester hat?
Yeah, with little bells on. Yeah, it's like a four thing. It's got little bells on each one. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Renaissance fair, Adam?
I've never been to a Renaissance fair, but I've been to medieval times.
Oh. Did you knight win that time?
No, got knocked out in the first round.
Oh, what do you do then? You just throw your chicken leg at him?
You just kind of hitch your wagon up to another, hitch your pizza wagon pizza up to another knight, and then just go from there. Because we were all gung-ho about, you know, we went to, it was Myrtle Beach medieval times.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had the Yellow Knight. The Yellow Knight was our guy, and, you know, we had chants ready. We had everything, you know, like, here we go, yellow, here we go.
It's good. I liked that. I liked it.
Stuff going, then he got knocked out in the first round.
You know what, down in Myrtle Beach, what they got that's really good is they got really good putt-putt down there. Miniature golf. I love it.
Well, I feel like any beach has a surplus amount of mini golf.
Yeah.
Like, way more than any other place should have it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the thing to do. You know, you go to a beach, you hit a couple balls around, you know, there's a windmill, whatever.
Like, Ocean City, Maryland has, like, a whole bunch, you know, there's, like, one with dinosaurs, and there's one, like, aliens, and then there's another one at the zoo, and then there's another one, a monster. It's like...
Wait, really?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
I'm trying to line up a trip down to Ocean City this summer with Watson.
Oh, yeah? I'm telling you, you're going to drive through there, and you're going to see way too many mini golf things, and it's... None of them are the same theme.
Oh, now I want to go even more. I can't imagine how annoyed Carney would be with me putt-putting. Be the best.
I mean, you could probably get one mini golf voucher out of him. Like, pick one that you know, looks like that's the one you want to do.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's basically what, yeah, it would be like, I'm going to make a deal with you. You get to pick one place.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would happen is I would go there and I would have a tantrum. And I want to go to three places. And he'd be like, no, bro. I said one. And you should be happy with, this is what my wife says to the kids. You should be happy with what you got, because what you got is what you got. And I look at her cross-eyed. I'm like, what did you just say to the kids?
Yeah, that's not a thing to say to someone.
And then I just give up. Because I'm like, okay, I can't come back from that or nothing.
Yeah. You should let me know, though, when you go to Ocean City.
You want
to
go?
Yeah, I have friends down there. One's a cop down there, so, you know, you can you can stay out all as late as you want, pig, and do whatever you want.
I could get reckless.
You can get reckless. You could break into a mini golf place if you want to, and we have a get out of jail free card.
This sounds like the best trip of my life. I love it. What are you in jail for? I broke into number 7. Wait, I don't even know what I just said. I broke into hole number 7. I don't know. You know, I had an idea, I had a thought. We're going to move on.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's your favorite thing to do in the whole wide world?
My favorite thing to do in the whole wide world. The entire world. Well, that's a big difference compared to the whole wide world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the whole wide world, it would probably be eating tater tots.
You like tater tots?
Yeah, but if it's the entire world, I'd probably say wearing my Macho Man Randy Savage sunglasses.
Really?
Would be my, in the entire world.
It's the little things that amuse you, huh?
That's what, you know, yeah. You just gotta, oh, sorry, I said you know again. you do. You gotta enjoy the little things, you know.
Josh, why are you sending, I feel like you're getting paid on every you know and every pizza wheel, wagon wheel reference.
Yeah.
All right.
The checks just roll in when you say you know.
Is it just money in the bank?
Yeah, money in the bank briefcase.
Do you got a piggy bank?
I have a jar.
So that's a no. You could just say no.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's still change in it, but it's not a official piggy bank. It's just a change jar.
Way to bring it back to politics, huh? Obama, change. For real. I mean, Adam, I didn't know you were going to be this political. It's very strange.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, things change.
What did you just do? Did you just get up on the mic? Now I can hear you better.
No, I haven't touched anything. I'm still in the same position that I've been.
That's very uncomfortable. That I didn't want to hear that at all, probably. Please tell me it's
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be upside down.
I'm hanging upside
down. That's what I was hoping. Yeah. You were hanging upside down Keaton style.
Yeah. And I just have my arm stretched out as if I'm a bat.
Are you a bat?
In a way, I am. I'm always up until, like, you know, 4:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh. And I know you live in a cave, so that's good.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of bat things going on. I have sonar hearing.
Not even a little bit true, I don't think.
No, what is it with bats? What are bats? Don't they have sonar?
Well, yeah, bats do, clearly. But, I mean, I'm just saying you don't have sonar hearing, I don't think.
I didn't know that. How can you prove that?
Because I'm a pig. I'm a know-it-all pig. I know a lot of things.
Do pigs have sonar hearing?
Bro, all right? Again, this is me interviewing you. Keep the pig questions to yourself,
all right? Sorry.
You know, okay?
Sorry, I, you know. But, hey, Pizza Wagga Pizza.
Have you ever been to Frank Pepe's Pizza?
No.
That's in Connecticut? I forget. Wait, New Haven, I think.
No, never been there.
It's Kevin Israel posted a picture at a menu. Every time I drive to Connecticut, I see the sign. And I've heard it's phenomenal. And I'm just like, what? I want to go eat this pizza.
But, well, if someday, if we have a few hours to kill, if we have like, 6 to 7 hours to kill,
yeah,
we drive to Connecticut and we can eat some pizza.
You do owe me like seven, you know, owe me a bumper car, like six, 16 meals, I think, is how many.
Something around there.
Yeah. I mean, he's hungry is all I'm saying. And
he hasn't cashed in on his voucher.
He's lonely. He's sad. He's hungry. You know, he hangs out with me all the time.
Eating in vouchers. Guess where I might have to go tomorrow, Pig?
Tomorrow. Medieval Times.
No.
Okay. Ocean City, Maryland.
No.
Oh, God. I don't mean, I'm trying to think of any other references as you've
Come
made.
On. Come on. You know.
Yeah. Popeyes. No. What do you like? Taco? You like Taco Bell, I think.
I like, but I know it's something that you and Bumper Car frequent.
Jersey Mike's? No. I mean, you got me flummoxed. I got no idea. Panera?
IKEA.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
What are you going there for?
I think I'm going to get some new bed sheets. They have a lot of to choose from, right?
They have a lot of bed sheets to choose from.
And they're cheaper, right?
They are cheaper. I mean, you could also just go to Target, to be honest.
Yeah, but Target's a little bit more, isn't it?
It could be more. Yeah. Are you going to eat there, too?
I don't know. Should I? What would you recommend? Do I need reservations?
There's no should I. It's just yes. You eat there. It's the best thing ever. It's the best thing going today.
So now here's there's your plug for your brand.
Oh my God, IKEA? Are you kidding me? They just send me Skoogles, which I think is money. I don't know. They don't send me Skoogle. I don't know what a Skoogle is. I just made a word up.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a Swedish word? I don't know what that is.
Well, I got horrified because then I was just like, did I just say something in some weird language that I don't know? And I just made fun of baby dogs or something. I don't want to make fun of baby dogs. I don't hurt people's feelings, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, you go. Yes, you eat. You get the meatball plate. It's phenomenal. It comes with, I think, 10 meatballs. You can upsize it if you want. It's got lingonberry sauce on the side. It's going to come with mashed potatoes, but I think that you can switch those out for French fries. You used to be able to. But if you get the mashed potatoes, you get gravy on it. And then you know what you do? You get fries on the side, and then you're dipping those fries into those mashed potatoes. Mind blown.
Can I have them delivered to the area where all the bed sheets are that I'll be looking at?
Don't do delivery so much. I don't. It's pretty much like a restaurant where you go, you ask for your food, and they give it to you. They hand you, you get your tray, you go to your squiggle line.
Oh, they just give it to me?
Well, I mean, you got to give them some money too.
Oh, I got to give them scrapples.
You got
to. You said
Skoogles? Yeah. Yeah. For the record, scrapple. That's a pork dish. So kind of hurting feelings there a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe you should, look up words before you say them, all right? Or
I thought the one that said Skoogles.
Well, here at Bayou, we like to teach a lot of languages, and one of those languages happens to be the language of Skoogle.
So. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Skoogle. 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 That's Bayou's biggest nemesis.
Scoogle?
Yeah.
Scoogle you?
We can't stand Scoo you.
Yeah. Scoo you of Pennsylvania.
Oh, California. Sorry. I get hard when you have jokes. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I have any other questions. Do you find yourself to be a generally happy person?
I'm glad to see that you got your doctorate in therapy, pig. When did you find the time to do that?
Well, I'm at home a lot, and yeah. I take a lot
You just talk to random couches and hope that someone's laying on them to talk about their problems?
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of online courses, and people look at me and they're like, that pig, he's just got cotton ball for brains. But no, I'm actually very smart, you know.
Now you diagnosing people with depression and anxiety.
See, are you? I don't believe in mental illness. I feel like it's just all made up.
You don't believe in any mental illness?
No, except for rickets. I believe in that one because I had that one when I was a kid. Now it was shingles. So wait, what were we talking about again?
You ask if I was a generally happy person.
I forgot. Yeah, you're right. All right.
I would say yes. I would assume.
What is yes?
You know. You know how it is.
Hey, wait, real quick. I want to hear some of that patented La City charm. Can you throw some of that out on me?
What kind? What do you need? What?
The patented La City charm. I don't know. What do you do? How do you interact with people that when you're not talking to pigs?
I just look at them and talk to them and look into their face.
That's horrifying. Are you a sociopath?
Yeah.
That's not how people communicate is all. I don't know.
Yeah, it's usually just through text messages and Facebook chat. That's the only way people interact now. They don't look at people when they talk.
I know. I've interacted with you, and it's just emoji, animated GIF.
Yeah, we know exactly what we're saying to each other.
Basically, yeah. I started when Bubba Guy goes to his office-y job, every so often I'll see the emails come in, mm-hmm. and I'll respond to people with just a couple emojis, and I don't get a response back. And I'm like, job well done, pig. Can't wait for Bubba Guy to be here all the time because they laid him off because I put a smiley face with hot eyes in the email.
Oh yeah, that'll get you a memo from the CEO.
Oh, we're going straight to HR.
Yeah,
her is what I like to call it. So I'm trying to think. You like to what's your favorite thing to do? A generally happy person. What's your food? I don't have a lot of questions. I mean, how do you feel like this went?
I had fun
because considering it's the first one, so you know. We're going to delete this one and interview somebody else. I mean, this is just clearly
I was the sixth person anyway in the lineup, so.
But I'm sure all those other people are just banging down my door, you know.
Now you know for 1 through 5 what, you know, not to do for those ones.
So I shouldn't chastise them for saying you know. Okay, there's that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't let them get all their plugs in for their cousin's pizza place, I guess.
My cousin.
Oh, would you just eat that? So do you, when you go home, do you eat that?
Yeah, it's usually the first meal that I have when I get back to Pittsburgh.
And my favorite, what, and you eat that, what's that sandwich you eat? Per
Manny sandwich.
Yeah, what's in that?
Well, you got some kind of meat. It's usually, you know.
Please say turkey.
Turkey, okay. Roast beef. Sometimes ham, season, French fries, coleslaw, tomato, some oil and vinegar. It's a whole bunch of stuff on there, and then it's just all on the sandwich. Just everything's there. For the most part, it's just really a drunk food.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. It sounds like you just described a sandwich. I mean,
but just, you know, a sandwich, and it's side dishes just all into the sandwich.
Did you just punch something? What just happened?
I hit my own arm.
Because you got mad because I was questioning your premier sandwich?
Yeah, because I almost punched the screen because I was like, how dare this pig talk about this Permani sandwich? So I punched my arm instead.
I mean, you realize that being a pig, I'm quite familiar with foods. You understand that, right?
I understand that, yeah.
All right. It's, you know, cause, so what I hear is there's a funny name for a sandwich, if you will.
Or a sandwich.
Oh, a sandwich. I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be like that. Wait, hold on. What's that? Really? Fine. All right. Bro.
What?
Thank you so much. I got to go.
Oh, you got to go?
That's what I was told, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you know what I think?
What?
I'll tell Bumper God this, but I'm going to store this footage. You know you're being filmed, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're not being filmed, bro. Oh, come on. Get with the time. My wife made me, she made me put tape over the camera. She was like, I don't know. I read a story, bro. People be watching. And I was like, cool. I hope they follow me. That's like, seriously.
It's like women be shopping,
people be watching. I was like, fine. So I just, instead of putting tape up, I just have a little note card here that just has at Aloysius J. Pig on Twitter, and you know, like at Natty Bumpercon pairs up. It's like, cool. If you're watching, please. Hey, hello to all my replay viewers.
So you're telling me I should put tape over like my phone cameras, my computer cameras? Is that what you're telling me?
All I'm saying is this is the same woman that at a point said, you got what you got and you got what you got, or whatever the heck that was. So,
yeah, so how can we trust that person?
We can't. Can't do it at all. Where should let's plug you. At okay. Adam Lucidi on Twitter. At Adam Lucidi on Periscope.
Yep.
AdamLucidi.com. That's your website.
Yes. Done by Bumper Car.
Yeah, I would, you know, whatever. That dude. Yeah, whatever, you know? You can barely, you can, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything bad.
Yeah, don't say anything bad about
it. You know why?
Why?
Because people are going to just look at him and they can tell. They just know, all right?
Look at him and wonder, is he a generally happy person?
That was my favorite question of the night. That was my favorite. I feel like that's where the interview really solidified. Yeah. I feel like, whoa, I just coughed. Before that, it was a little wishy-washy and then boom.
It was like going back to like how you're talking about Jell-O shots before. Like before, it was just in the fridge, like simmering, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the gel yet. And then you ask that question, and that's the moment where, you know, all the juices gelled together and it got solid. Yeah.
I really feel like I might periscope Jell-O being made, where I put the bowl in the fridge and then just put the camera in there and we can just all watch it for however long until we're like, no, it's done.
Well, you got to make sure the light stays on.
Of course the light stays on. It's a fridge. What's it going to do? Go off?
Yeah, when you close the door, the fridge goes off.
Bro.
Or the fridge light goes off.
That's not even true, all right?
I think it is.
That light is always on.
I don't know about the fridge you have, what fridges you're buying at IKEA, but...
It's like the Red Roof Inn. We're always open. Another sponsor. Thank you.
I thought you were going to say Red Robin, and I didn't know where you were going with a fridge being Red Robin. Yum.
Bro, it's like the Red Robin. It's always... let you down. I'm not a fan of the Red Robin, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, well, that's okay. So that's fine because we had a whole bunch of positive plugs, so then we needed to balance it out with one negative one. So
yeah, that was like that was the review segment of the interview.
Yeah, Red Robin can jog on.
You know what I am a fan of? What? Oh, come on. The other night, I know I gotta go. Just hold on. Jeez.
White Castle.
No, bro. Oh, this is high class. Shake Shack.
Oh.
Went there. I got this new chicken sandwich because, you know, I do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. God, it was
But do you like eating, like, standing elbow to elbow with people?
Bro, this is in New Jersey. It's empty.
Oh.
Yeah, this ain't city living.
Yeah.
It's near the woods, which you would understand because that's where you was born, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah, you know.
It's like wagon wheel pizza. Is that what it's called?
Pizza wagon pizza.
I can't possibly remember that. Do you get paid every time you say that?
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to get you paid. That's all I'm doing, all right?
You can just pay me in pizza. I don't care.
And they can pay me in pizza. All right. On that note, I know I'd end on a high note. That was certainly it.
Yeah.
Adam, thank you, bro, so much. I super appreciate it. This is a blast.
Yes, thank you, Pig. Much fun always talking to you.
Did you hit a question mark at the end of that?
I did a little bit, and I was going to let it go because it sounded like you were,
hedging.
It was a very nice conclusion.
I was hedging.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was something else.
It was a blast.
It was,
I don't know why you took it back to that. Jeez, really. Going out on a bang here. No, I'm just kidding with you. You're the best. Thank you so much. And I hope to wow, I'm terrible at ending. I hope to see you around soon.
All right, Pig. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Click.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes. Yeah. Pig. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. That's amazing.
And thank you.
I can't believe how good that was.
I was fun.
I mean, I believe it because I know you and you do good work. But that was really great.
I love doing the interview. Adam was really wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the 250th episode of the Bumper Podcast. I think this is exactly what people want.
Yes.
This is exactly what people need. They need not 5 minutes of Bumper Podcast, but 40 minutes.
40.
Every week.
400 minutes even, maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Bumper Podcast.
Bumper Podcast.
It's yay.
Woo.